I'd like to call the meeting to order. Amy, would you roll call the board members, please?
Certainly. Ms. Sandy?
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Samarowski?
Here.
Mr. Paraday?
Here.
Mr. Kendig? No. Mr. Carl? No. Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Mr. Prus?
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you continue with staff and public, please?
Certainly. Around the table, as I point to you, please.
Sean Kalfa, AEA.
Elizabeth Greer, ADA.
Brenda Applegate, ADA.
Judy Ellsworth.
Jerry Jude, Department of Law.
Amy Sebeck, ADA.
Got on the phone.
Oh, and is there any public on the line?
And we have Tom Boutin, Juno.
I'm sorry, and Tom Boutin, Juno.
And Mark Gardner's on the phone, too.
Thank you, Mark.
Alan Bailey, Petroleum News.
Could you repeat your name, please, from the Petroleum News?
Alan Bailey.
Alan Bailey. Is that B-A-I-L-Y?
B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Thank you. Anyone else on the line from the public?
All right. That being said, before us also is a agenda. You should all got it by email, and it should have been posted. I'll need a motion for approval in a second.
Don't move. Approve.
All right. Who moved it and who seconded it? The record.
I moved it, Mr. Chairman. This is Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
This is Albert. I second.
Thank you. Without objection, the agenda is approved. Brings us to item number 5, public comments. 3 minutes per person. If you have a public comment, please state your name and affiliation, if any. Is anybody wishing to make a public comment? Anybody wish to make a public comment? Hearing none, that comment, the comment section is closed. That brings us to item number 6, new business. 6A, amended resolution G18-11A, and approving extension of the maturity date on a debt, Mustang Operations Center 1 LLC, owes the Alaska Department of Revenue, authorizing the authority to provide a guarantee of the debt and to the purchase of the debt, and authorizing the authority to increase the loan to the Caracol Petroleum LLC related to the sale of the authority's membership interest in Mustang Operation 1 LLC, Mustang Road LLC, by an amount not to exceed $10 million, all in support of the Mustang Oil Field Development Project. With that, I will take a motion to put that on the table.
This is Albert. I'll motion to approve amendment resolution G18-11A.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Chairman?
Tom, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, this is Greg Samarowski. I'll be recusing myself on this point until we complete it.
Thank you, Greg. Tom, would you like to speak to the amendment resolution G18-11A?
Mr. Chairman, I would, but given that I'm down here and given that I've got no internet or email today, and probably since yesterday, and probably something new has come up or something, I'd rather have Liz go through this, please.
All right, Liz or Jerry, which one would you like?
Jerry might be more appropriate. Is that okay, Jerry?
Sure.
Works for me. Thank
Jerry.
You.
This is Jerry Judea, Department of Law. What the board is being asked to do here is to amend the prior resolution Back in September, the board approved ADA providing a guarantee to the Department of Revenue on this loan that was made to a Mustang Operations Center 1 LLC. This amendment would revise that slightly to also allow ADA to purchase the loan from the Department of Revenue rather than or in addition to providing the guarantee. And what's expected to happen here is, we're trying to close this transaction with Caracol, where they would buy ADA's membership interest in Mustang Road LLC and Mach 1, Mustang Operations Center 1 LLC. Shortly after that would close, what we're expecting is that ADA would then buy out the loan from the Department of Revenue and would be the note holder at that point. And so this is authorizing that buyout to occur. The board already authorized ADA to provide a guarantee of the loan, and we may be providing that guarantee. I think we will be providing that guarantee to close this transaction with Caracol, but shortly thereafter, I'm expecting that this buyout, if approved by the board, would be what would be taking place. And right. That's the gist of it.
Thank you, Jerry. Any questions from board members to Jerry or Tom? Any further discussion before I call for the vote on the resolution G18-118? Hearing none, Amy, would you poll the board, please?
Certainly. Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Samarowski?
He's recused.
Okay. Mr. Paraday?
Aye.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Pruse?
Yes.
That is complete.
I assume the motion carried?
Motion carried, yes.
Thank you. All right, that brings us to item number 7, director comments. Tom, do you have any comments?
I have no comments, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I will state that our next ADA board meeting is Wednesday, May 22nd. And that brings us to item number 8, board comments. Anybody wish to make a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I just thank the staff for bringing this to fruition.
So noted. Any further comments? I'd like to thank the board members for taking the time out of a busy Monday morning for a quick meeting. And I'd like to thank staff and Department of Law for putting this together. It's a good project. I still remember our last board meeting where it was noted that the first small independent to go from exploration to production. I think I hope this is one of many to come. With that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn. This is Albert.
For a second.
Sure, this is Fred.
Thanks, Fred. Folks, thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.